In my ministry, I always had a time that I called theological reflection time, when I read a story, not from scripture, not from the Bible, but a story based on the scripture. So today, I want to read this story. It's called David and Goliath. I'm sure you know about David and Goliath, but maybe not in this particular way. David lived in the town of Bethlehem. He liked to hear stories about his great-grandmother Ruth. Ruth had come from a faraway country to live in Bethlehem. David was a shepherd, and each day he took the sheep that belonged to his family and helped them find grass to eat. And David liked to sit on the hillsides as he looked after the sheep. Sometimes he made up songs about the sheep, the hills, and God. And sometimes looking after the sheep was easy. Sometimes it could be hard and dangerous. If one of the sheep got lost, David had to find it. If lions and wolves attacked the sheep, David had to chase them away. And David used a sling to fight the lions and the wolves. The sling was made of two strong pieces of string with a patch of leather in between. David put a small stone in the patch of leather and whirled it around his head. When he let go of one string, the stone flew out very fast. David practiced hard until he could hit anything. And David used a sling to protect his family's sheep against wild animals. And one day, David's father, Jesse, came to David and said, "Your older brothers are fighting King Saul, or fighting with King Saul. I want you to take some food to them." So David took the food and walked to where his brothers were. And he found that his brothers and all of the other soldiers were very afraid. "We are fighting against the Philistines," they said. They pointed to the one other side of the valley where the Philistine army was waiting to fight. And one of the Philistines is a very big man named Goliath. "And every morning he comes out and yells at us," they said. "Choose one of your men who is brave enough to fight me. And if your man wins the fight, then you will win the war. If I win the fight, then the Philistines will win the war." The next morning, David saw Goliath come out and yell at the Hebrew army. Goliath had a big spear in his hand, and he looked very fierce. So David said to King Saul, "Let me go and fight Goliath." King Saul said, "But you were just a boy. How can you fight such a big man?" And David replied, "I can fight lions and wolves to protect my sheep. I can beat Goliath. God will take care of me." David picked up some smooth, nice, round stones, and he put one of the stones in his sling and ran toward Goliath. And Goliath laughed when he saw a boy coming up to fight him. But David wasn't afraid. "You come to me with a sharp spear," David called to Goliath, "but I come to you with the help of God." And David whirled the sling around his head, and out flew a stone that hit Goliath right on the head, and Goliath fell down dead. And all the Hebrew soldiers shouted, "We won the war," and they chased the Philistines away. And everybody said, "Hurrah for David!" David said, "Praise God." Today's gospel reading is from the Gospel according to Mark. And just before this scripture reading, Jesus has been busy teaching and telling parables to large crowds. And on that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus woke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" These then are the readings from Scripture for this day. Thanks be to God. I told the people at New Inton, and this is true, if I'm doing a service on Sunday morning, this has been true throughout my ministry, sometimes I don't sleep very well on Saturday night. The psalmist proclaims, "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." And David knew this, and so he was enabled to go up against the giant Goliath, who had previously scared the armies of Israel amassed against the Philistines. And with his faith in the God who enabled him to protect the flock from wild animals, David advances upon Goliath and defeats him in a most unlikely way. And from today's gospel reading, we hear that after a day of teaching and healing, Jesus says to his disciples, some of whom we know were fishermen, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." And so they left the crowds behind, probably seeking both some rest and also furthering the mission of Jesus to the Gentiles, the people who lived on the other side of the sea. And as they travel to the other side, a great windstorm comes up, almost swamping the boat as the waves become higher and higher and higher. And we may have seen this depicted in pictures. The disciples become alarmed, even though some of them knew about the often sudden changes in the weather above upon this body of water they were crossing. And what is Jesus doing in the midst of all of this? You're told that he was sleeping on a cushion in the stern of the boat. Sleeping? Yes, sleeping. How could anyone sleep in the midst of such a storm? But Jesus is, because he has full confidence in the God who is a stronghold in the times of trouble, something that the disciples have forgotten in the midst of their panic and their distress. When have we been assailed by the storms of life? Whether these storms come upon us unexpectedly, or we have had previous warning about the forthcoming storm. Do we try to run away in fear and in trembling? Or do we stay and confront the fears and the doubts that come upon all of us? Who or what becomes our anchor in the midst of the storms itself? And to whom do we give praise and honor and thanksgiving when the storm has passed? For upon awaking from his sleep, Jesus stills the storm and the wind ceases and the sea once again becomes calm. And he asks a question. Why are you afraid? And so this morning I ask, what causes us to fear or to be fearful or afraid. For today's gospel reading confronts fear, but not by a sudden burst of courage or resolve by the disciples. And it remains important for us as listeners of this passage from the gospel according to Mark to realize that Jesus does not say to the disciples, "There is nothing to be afraid of." But rather, Jesus asks, "Why are you afraid?" And there is a world of difference between these two statements. Imagine for a moment a scenario that no doubt many have experienced or heard about. Of a child waking in the middle of the night afraid of something, and with sobs cries out, and a parent goes into the child's room, gathers the child gently into his or her arms, and quietly whispers over and over again, "Don't be afraid, I am here." That may convince the child that indeed there is nothing to be afraid of, but also perhaps a parent leads the child to look in the closet, to look under the bed, around the corners, wherever the child believes something lurks to make him or her afraid. And then the statement, "See, there's nothing to be afraid of because you are not alone," would make sense to the child, enough for the child to go back to sleep in comfort and in security. For there is a world of difference between those two statements, "There is nothing to be afraid of," and "Do not be afraid." For the hard truth is that fearsome things are very real. Isolation, pain, illness, meaninglessness, rejection, losing one's job, money problems, failure, illness, and death. And as we grow in faith, we come to understand that even though such fearsome things are very real, they do not have the last word. They do not have ultimate power over us, because reigning over this world of fearsome things is a God who is mightier than they. Time and again in Scripture, the word is, "Do not be afraid." It is the first and the last word of the gospel. It is the word the angels speak to the terrified shepherds at the Nativity, and the word spoken at the tomb when the women discover it empty. Do not be afraid. Not because there are no fearsome things in the sea of our days, not because there are no storms or fierce winds or waves, but rather because God is with us. So instead of saying there is nothing to be afraid of, the whole truth would be to say, "Don't be afraid, because you are not alone." The easy part of the truth, which every child figures out sooner or later, is that some things that frighten us are real and some are not. But the rest of the truth, the deeper truth that only faith in the God who raised Jesus from the grave can teach, is that even though there are real and fearsome things in this life, they need not paralyze us. They need not have dominion over us. They need not own us, because we are not alone in the boat. Did the disciples perhaps forget who was in the boat with them? The same Jesus who had healed her in their presence, the same Jesus who had and continued to teach them through parables, which he explained to them after the crowds had gone. The same Jesus who, even though he was asleep in the stern of the boat, remained with them in the midst of the storm that was threatening to overwhelm them. For whenever we reach the point of being overwhelmed, who do we discover is in the situation with us? Is it not the one upon whom uprising proclaims, "Peace, be still," to the waves that threaten to overwhelm us? For when we face the chaos that threatens to tear the world as we know it apart, when the rug is being pulled out from underneath us, then we may panic as the disciples did on that boat so long ago. But like them, we discover once again that we are not alone, that God is faithful in the midst of the chaos that surrounds us and also in the midst of the calm that comes. For David went forth to meet Goliath with full confidence that God is faithful. And the strong psalmist proclaims, God is our stronghold. And so Jesus asks the disciples and we who are disciples today, why are you afraid? Or do you not know that God is faithful? That God remains with us in the midst of any chaos, as well as in the midst of the calm of our lives? How does the storm become stilled in our lives of faith? For indeed, we are not alone as we live in God's world. The same God who came to Jesus to reconcile and make new, and who works in us and others by the Spirit. For we trust in God, who in life, in death, and in life beyond death remains with us, as we are not alone, even in our times of fear and doubt. Thanks be to God.